Zero TR, Mole.
Bro TR, K4OIM, how you doing, Tom?
From here, split three ways, Walt. Can you beat that?
Don't believe so. I just sat here contemplating on going and getting a haircut this morning, but I heard you talking earlier about taking Bernice to the eye doctor again. Did she have her cataract removed?
Yes, she did, Walt. The day before yesterday, she had the left eye done and a new lens in there, one of them high-tech lenses put in. And then she had to go back, and they did a preliminary check yesterday. And today she goes back and sees the actual surgeon that done the surgery on her. But everything's working out fine. And it's still just a tiny bit bright and a tiny bit blurry.
VA, it's been probably 2 months ago now. And they had told me several years ago that I had cataracts and they just wasn't right yet to be taken off. Well, this time when I went, she said, you thought about having those removed. And I said, well, are they ready to be removed? And she said, do you need time to think about it? And I said, well, I just don't like the thought of somebody going into my eyes. And I said, let me think about it and talk to my daughter and all. And she said, well, Walt, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and give you glasses. Give you the prescription today, and you'll be getting them in the mail within 10 days. And she said, but this is the last pair of glasses I'm going to give you. She said, call me back in 6 months and I'll go ahead and schedule the surgery to get one of them, and then we'll wait about a month and get the other one. So I guess I'm going to have it done, Tom. I've noticed that even with my new glasses, things are still a little blurry, and I just absolutely will not drive at night time now. And I think I'm going to go ahead and let them take them off in about 4 months.
They are. I'm just sitting in the parking lot waiting on her out here. They said 11 o'clock, Walt, but they're a little later than that, naturally. Walt and I have been through Hotel Echo Lima in our days with surgeries. And I'm telling you, it's the most you can do for yourself, and it's totally 100% not uncomfortable. It's not dangerous. It's painless. And it takes them about, once you get in to the operating room, I'd say you're there 10 minutes and you're gone and on your way. So don't hesitate. Get her done, buddy. I had mine done. And it's amazing. So don't live like that. Get those eyeballs fixed.
He said, Walt, you don't realize this, but said, I'm not going to guarantee you. But after the surgery, you may not need glasses anymore. So, boy, that's a big plus if I don't have to wear glasses. Man, these glasses and wearing a mask, my glasses fog up quick as I walk in Walmart or into Lowe's or somewhere or into a restaurant. My glasses fog up. And I got the progressive lens on mine, and I'll be out here working on a lawnmower or something and lean over and my glasses are black. I can't see. I have to wait for them to lighten up. And It'll be a blessing to get rid of the glasses. But I sold my FT-450 yesterday, and a friend of mine that calls the Ole Miss net out in Missouri, he had a FT-950 that he's the original owner of, and he had bought, I've got what he bought to replace it, but he gave me a really good deal on that 950, and he shipped it last night at 6 p.m., and I got the tracking number this morning, and that thing's going to be here tomorrow morning at 10:40. Man, UPS is quick on this one.
K2SSD.
Acknowledging K2SSD, I think it was. Well, Walt, yeah, it's pretty amazing. If you order something from Amazon, how quick you get it. But I had glasses since the fifth grade and was myopic, nearsighted. And again, I tell you, that's the best thing you'll ever do, and it's absolutely 100% painless, other than the first two eye drops they give you will sting just a tiny little bit when they put them in there to dilate your eyes. But you've had that done many times. That's the most pain in the whole situation. And sometimes they put an IV in your hand, and I'm not a particular fan of that, but there's absolutely no pain, and it's well worthwhile. Well, the calling station, go ahead. I'm N0TR, and my name is Tom.
SST, how are you copying, Tom?
You're just fine. A little bit light on the audio, but make a longer transmission, and then we'll get a better idea of it. You go ahead and make a transmission, and then, Walt, you pick it up.
Okay. Let it drop. My cataract's done when I was, I think, around 75, 76, somewhere around there. And it depends on, excuse me, who you go to. One person will say you don't take them out until they're ripe. Another one says take them out when they bother you. My optician said wait till they're ripe. I talked to someone else, and they said, go see this optician. I went there, and he told me, he says, you take them out when they bother you, and the earlier you can take them out, the better. When they get ripe, it's a big piece. They have to slit your eye and slide it out. When they're soft, they can make something like an emulsion and vacuum them out. And after you have it done, your eyesight will be clearer, but you may still need glasses. It improves the vision, but it doesn't improve your reading ability. But I would get it done. Most people don't have a problem, but everybody's not the same. The other station can pick it up. No, the name here is Ronnie.
The name here is Walt. My brother, he's a diabetic, and he had it done about 6 or 8 months ago, and he says his vision is worse now than it was before he had the cataracts removed. But he's on all kind of medications for other health issues he's got, and they told him it one of the surgeries, the way they were going to remove them, they couldn't do it on account of the medication he was on and about being a diabetic, so he kind of scared me. But you and Tom, y'all about convinced me I may call her and see if she can do it earlier than 4 months down the road. K4OIM for ID.
This is N0TR. Well, Walt, mine weren't right, and there are several different techniques for taking them out. One of them uses an ultrasound, and it actually breaks it up, and then they suck it out. But, again, you see nothing, you feel nothing, and the results are great. And like the gentleman said, you may have to wear reading glasses, which your other vision will be back to normal. I had a little fancier stuff done because I had an astigmatism, and up until recently, they couldn't correct astigmatism with this laser surgery. Nowadays they can, and they put one lens in one side that gives you far vision, and the other lens gives you near vision, and you don't notice that because they work together. And I can read the little bitty tiny print on those Medicare advertisements on that you all the time that drive you nuts with Joel Namath and that. That little bitty writing down at the bottom, I can see it clear as a bell now. The other gentleman, go ahead. This is 10-0-TR.
After 60 years, I'm learning CW again, and I can understand what's going on. You shouldn't have a problem, but everyone is different. So if you're on different medications and things, it's possible you could have a problem with it. But the few people that I have talked to that have had a surgery done didn't have a problem. The only problem is there's some drops you have to put in your eyes, and it's 1 ounce. And when I got it was $32. By the time you get it, probably be $50. And I don't think that's covered. That's something you have to take out of pocket. But one of the things that you notice when you have the cataracts taken out, cataracts are like a shade on your pupil. And when you take them out, everything is much brighter. You look at the clouds, they're whiter, the sky is bluer, everything looks much better. If you don't have any problem with it, you'll really appreciate having it done. Go ahead.
Daughter told me last night, I was discussing it with her. She said, Daddy, you had that stroke, fell out of your shack, broke your neck, laid out there in the cold rain and the wind. All night I found you the next day. And a few words about the pain, you survived getting your foot or your neck broke. But I can honestly say God was with me that night. Luckily, for about 4 to 5 hours, I was paralyzed from my neck down. And even in the hospital, and they had to wait 3 months after I broke my neck to do the surgery. 4, 5, and 6 vertebrae. They had to fuse my neck back together and put 4 rods and 6 plates and 8 screws in there. I was never in any pain at all.
This would be a cakewalk, Walt. I knew about all your problems, and like I said, this is a walk in the park for you. You shouldn't have any problems whatsoever, and you'll enjoy it. Things are brighter. I noticed for the first several months that at night driving, the lights on the headlights had speculars around them, and so did the lights on the poles, kind of like star-like effect. And they said that'll go away, and it definitely did. I don't have any problem at all driving at night now. I don't like driving at night particularly. I'm 73, but and there's no reason for me not to drive at night. And I went to the DMV here this year and passed the 2020 eye test, so without glasses. And like I said, I've never done that since the 5th grade. Anyways, you guys carry on. I'm going to clear and talk to you after a while. This is N0TR. This is clear for now.
UKM4VWA, Steve is telling the truth after I have this surgery. He might be a big old tall, beautiful, bald-headed man.
He lies a lot.
Got that FT-450 from me yesterday evening, and I I was on the radio with somebody, and he said, Walt, if you look out your window, you'll see a big, tall, beautiful, bald-headed man standing at your window.
Yeah, and the good Lord's got a place for liars, Walt. It's a lot hotter than it is here, and I will brag on Steve. He's the biggest source of misinformation in South Carolina. That's what I always tell him anyways. Well, that 950 is a great radio. I had a friend that had that quite a few years ago. It's passed away since. And so you made a good buy there. I don't know that much about the 450. I run the TS-890 here at home, and it's a Kenwood, and it does great. Well, send it over to the other gentleman there. And I didn't get the call correctly, and that's my fault. This is N0TR, and I'll let you guys carry on.
Roger, Hobo, Dan, Dan, Item, Easy, Ronnie. I'm on every so often. Yeah, well, I'm 86, and I still drive at night. I have no problem with sunbursts or anything like that there. I didn't have any prior to getting the surgery. The problem I was having, I had to get closer to highway signs to read them because they were dim. And after getting the surgery, I still have prescription glasses, but I can read the signs at a greater distance than I could before. So, if you don't have a lot of problems, you shouldn't have a problem in getting the surgery. And they're very rewarding, you know, after you have the surgery, because you can see so many things much better as far as the color and the shapes and things is much sharper. So you get it done and you don't have a problem with it, you'll really be happy you had it done. K2SST.
Really appreciate the information from you and Tom there. So pretty sure I'm going to go ahead and give her a call Monday. Well, this is Thursday. I'll give her a call tomorrow and see if she'll go ahead and schedule it for me to have it done as soon as I can get one of them done here. Oh, and last night, I got an email. It said, attention, attention, attention. As of 12 midnight tonight, effective immediately, all the FCC has reinstated the CW code requirement for all grades of the amateur radio license. Report to the, if you do not already have the CW endorsement, report to the nearest FCC office to take the CW test to get your CW endorsement before getting back on amateur radio. Again, this goes into effect tonight at midnight. And I looked at my daughter and I said, look at this. And she said, Daddy, you already know Morse code. I said, yeah, but what about all these new guys that's come up through the ranks that don't know it? And I got to thinking, last night at midnight was April the 1st, April Fool's Day.
I'm going to mention that's probably a joke because even they've cut that back on maritime. Someone was telling me on the ships, on the military ships, they don't have much Morse code anymore, but they kept the semaphores and the lights. They said they still have to learn that, but Morse code has been dropped because there's just amateurs about the only ones that to use it. So that is a drop. But April Fool things, I didn't hear many April Fool things today,
But years ago, you would get a lot of April Fool's stuff. If I would either call you or something and tell you something ridiculous, say, what? April Fool. So they fooled you.
N0TR. That's bogus, of course, Walt. And the last radio transmission was from a Coast Guard ship on the Great Lakes, and I have a copy of it. And the military hasn't used that for many, many years. It's all satellite now. And the ships use the Global Maritime Distress System, GMSDD. When I took the commercial license, I had to take that license first. And that's been in effect for many, many years.
The novice license back in 78, and you had to know CW, and I thank God that you did, because I really enjoy working CW, and I listen to all these guys with the software-defined radios and the DMR and all of that. I thought the whole idea, one of the main ideas behind amateur radio was being able to communicate when all other means of communications fail. What you gonna do, like the other week when we had the storms and the power went out and your cell phone towers go down and all that stuff, you're not gonna be able to communicate unless you got one of these really basic amateur radios.
It's always been that amateur radio would be a backup, but they've got so much stuff out now. A lot of it relies on the internet. So if the internet goes down, that's the only common factor. You know, you got this and you got that and you got this and that. But they all rely on the internet. So if the internet goes down, there's not a lot of communications. And there are a lot of amateurs who have their mobile repeaters that they can set up somewhere. I know here, over the years, they had stations set up at the hospital, the fire department, and the police department that, if it was needed, could set up a repeater, and these places could. So, the code will probably always be around for some people to use, but it's no longer a big thing. Well, I'm going to drop out. It's getting near noon. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll probably get in again sometime. K2SST.
K2SSD N0TR. Really nice to hear you, Ronnie. And good that you could help Walt out also. Yeah, I still work Maritime Mobiles. Almost every time they have a de-expedition, the ship's going down to, say, Heard Island or wherever they're going, still use CW as their primary source of communication. And I love it. I had to do 20 words a minute to get my license way back in the early 90s. And I said I'd never use it again, and now that's about 99% of what I use, Walt. Well, I'm going to get out and take a walk up and down the sidewalk here because I'm starting to get leg cramps, if you know what that's like. And I'll talk to you later, Walt. It's been a pleasure. This is N0TR Clear.
Ron, it's been a pleasure talking to you, too. And I'm going to get off here and go up there and tell my daughter I'm gone. I'm going to get a haircut. So I'll say 7-3s, and I'll talk to you two gentlemen later. 7-3s.